Yeah, we just put out a press release saying that our researchers again found material related to what here in America is called REMV or domestic terrorism, right? So there was stuff posted again on various social media sites claiming to prepare for a race war. There was a crowdfunding campaign, and there was the use of an alt social media site or alternative social media site, Gap. So, you know, this press release really shows a couple of the mega trends that we're seeing at the moment in that space.
Where are these postings being found? What are the sites that you monitor? I'm assuming it's the biggest social media sites?
Yeah, so we start with all the major social media sites, of course, monitoring them on an ongoing basis for material related to extremism and terrorism. And as my organization covers everything from REMV to Islamist terrorism, we look for all of this and then notify the platforms. But obviously, since smaller alternative platforms also play a role, several of those, like Gap, who have become a bit of an incubator or were even created by REMV actors for that specific purpose, we also monitor. But it is really important to understand, we don't have any specific decryption software or the ability to break into anything. This is material that is, when you look for it and you know where to look for, very easy to find. And then obviously on the global social media platforms, the algorithm helps. So if you identify one terrorist content, the algorithm actually suggests more terrorism content to you.
You mentioned that there are, you know, you've discovered this Gab alt social media activity. And I think that some of this is going on in the U.S. at a Texas chapter of a neo-Nazi group. But you've also discovered some things in other countries as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, so this problem is not a specific U.S. problem. There is, of course, in the U.S., you know, in difference to Europe, which does have a legal framework that requires platforms to do certain things, there is really no law that would require the platforms to react in any way. Obviously, they cooperate with law enforcement, but when we notify, for example, most of the times it doesn't even get removed. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So because there is no obligation for the platform to do so. With the Digital Services Act in the European Union, if there is illegal content, and content like this would be considered illegal in the European Union, platforms have to remove it within 24 hours. There is no such regulation here in the US. So it's marginally broader what we can find here in the US, simply because the platforms have no need to actually look for it unless really law enforcement notifies them.
Is there any way to tell if organizations like this one that's talking about, this Texas group that's talking about a race war in the US, is there any way to tell if this group has any tentacles or any legs, or I guess are people buying this, or people following them? Is there any way to tell what kind of popularity they might have?
Look, I mean, for us to find it, it cannot be the niche of the niche of the niche, because for that one, you need to be absolutely inside of the movement. And there are encrypted groups and channels that we simply can't get in. So what we find is what, you know, the broader support network would look at. So yes, of course, it has tentacles. The reason why it's on social media is to create such tentacles. And also, as I said, one of the first megatrends this shows, or is an example of, is that since the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen a rise in a particular version of extremism called accelerationism. So this is not necessarily all of it is REMV, so what we in Europe would consider right-wing extremism. It's an old existing trend of conspiratorial thinking that says that society is about to break down and a new world order will rise. And therefore, the acceleration of this, that hence the name accelerationist, we need to prepare and, if possible, through violence, accelerate the unavoidable breakdown of society, right? So, however, this narrative as such fits A, very well with big crises like the pandemic or financial crisis that we also have a mini one right now. Plus, it fits very well with right-wing extremist narratives, right? It meshes very well with narratives of QAnon or narratives of the Great Replacement Theory that are extremely prevalent within the right-wing extremist milieu. As we had discussed numerous times before when we were talking, One of the effects of the pandemic was also that right-wing extremism was much more capable to take advantage of this pandemic than left-wing extremism or Islamist terrorism was. So we saw a growth in right-wing extremism, and therefore also the infusion and morphing more of the accelerationist community with right-wing extremist ideas. And that's what makes it really dangerous. Add to this that guns are not illegal in this country, and you do have a difficult mix here. The second thing I want to point out is this aspect about crowdfunding. And this is a particularly bad problem that is not only related to Renvi. So as you know, crowdfunding is a method, but there are also crowdfunding websites like the one where we found the campaign on, GiveSendGo. These crowdfunding websites have not really, they have good fraud protection, but they have not really focused on terrorism financing, let alone extremism financing. And therefore, there is no monitoring really going on. It's a pretty permissible environment, including on really large, very famous, I don't want to say the names, but very famous crowdfunding platforms that don't have in their terms of services the words financing and terrorism in the same sentence. If they don't have it in the terms of services, which are legally meaningless, this is simply a statement of intent. Right? You can't enforce as an outsider that the company actually keeps to their own terms of services. And trust me, we tried. If it's not even in there, then there is no capacity or structures within those platforms to look for that stuff. So that is an open flank that the international community now tries to address. So the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, is currently running a project on looking at crowdfunding as a terrorism and proliferation measure or method to finance. And hopefully they're going to come up with some guidelines, because this is really the forgotten little sister of the misuse of charitable organization of terrorism finance.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.